These days, it's not that uncommon to find people who live to be 100 years old or more. In this northern Minnesota town, there was a man who went well past that mark. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Chief Iosiwash had two sons who were given land allotments in the area of War Road, Minnesota. One son, Kakagisik, was born in 1844 and lived a very long time here.
He was purportedly lived to be 124 years old. He was a medicine man, a spiritual leader. A lot of people still remember meeting Kakagisik. Everlasting sky is what it means.
Brady Swanson says the Lake of the Woods was a tremendous resource, not only for Native Americans, but for those settlers who began to arrive in the late 1800s.
Commercial fishing was kind of a big mover in getting people here. It really was a booming industry. I mean, there was millions of pounds of fish that were hauled off in the first decade or so. And this is technically before it was even opened up for settlement.
Brady says one main species was the focus of the early fishing industry.
Sturgeon was the main crop for those early commercial fishermen. Millions of pounds of sturgeon. Every year, hundreds of thousands of pounds of caviar were being produced here.
The population of sturgeon plummeted. By the 1940s, it was illegal for commercial fishermen to keep sturgeon they caught in their nets. There were many other fish that became the focus and are still here today.
They used to call walleye yellow pike, and they used to call northern pike jackfish. Tulipee, cisco, and whitefish were common.
Not all fish were as well-liked as others, though.
People weren't too keen on eating tulipee or burbot, and so commercial fishermen found a way to make some money.
By feeding those fish to fur-bearing animals such as mink and foxes that were then harvested for their furs. While much has changed, this area remains a popular place for fishing, just as it has been for centuries. Traveling the countryside in War Road, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.